Coming up on 729, let's look at Triple Team Traffic, shall we, with the help of Heather Kelly.
Well, the good news is we don't have a lot going on the city streets or the major freeways across the Salt Lake Valley. So if you're on I-15, the East or West Side Belt Route, or the 21 Freeway, great shape there. But if anybody's taking a commuter, the tracks between Daybreak and Fashion Place Mall, there's actually a bus bridge in place. It's due to a train derailment at near Bingham Highway. It's a freight train that derailed, so they have to ship everybody around that, and it may take you extra time on that bus bridge. Eric Butler.
On in Utah County, no problems this morning on I-15 as you head your way north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road, a little bit busy actually on the southbound side as you head from 2100 north down to Saratoga Springs. The northbound side looking great if you're going up to the county line. Lynn?
Eric, as you make your way out of Ogden, looking pretty good past Clearfield. Hill Field is looking pretty good. A little bit of slowing there on SR-193 as you approach I-15. Otherwise, you're smooth sailing till you get to Kaysville. Once again, on the freeway, it's fine, but getting on the freeway, a little bit of stacked up traffic there. Then you're in good shape on through Bountiful into North Salt Lake and into the downtown area. ARUP Blood Services needs you during the holidays. All blood types needed. Save a life and donate today. Visit utahblood.org, utahblood.org. Glenn Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.